identity or politics, or they're just have been taken over by some, you know, some ambitious leader or a family or a group. Maybe even because that's the only place they have to live and get their income and their food, and, you know, stepping out there in society, which I did when I was 44, no education, no work experience, anything. It was tough. I got my first full-time steady job when I was 61. And those years in between there, phew. A struggle for existence. But, you know, I think I can talk for many of us who did that. And I apologize again, because when I was a young, cocky brahmachari, whatever, I looked down upon those who lived out there in society, not in the temple. But then we spoke the other day that we sat in the home of one such family, that this is where it's going on. Because we were a group of devotees who gathered together there, eating nicely and talking, and sometimes just making a little bhajan and whatever. But also having gone through that challenge of how to raise kids, how to keep together as a family, how to live in love, you could say, and still have Krishna there in your heart. And it's moving to see. But, you know, looking at it from that side, those temples, those big projects that were started by ambitious leaders, I'm not saying they are bad, but they require competent leadership. And of course, they say from there that we have competent leadership, we are doing fine. But they are not allowed to say anything else, because then they are criticizing, and they are depending on those leaders, because they are living there, they have their homes there for their families, which kind of perpetuates whatever status quo is ruling. It's very difficult to change. Well, changes have to come anyway, sooner or later, by intelligent decision, or by, well, I could say the laws of nature. But some have given up hope looking there. They say, I'm so happy I don't live in there anymore, in one of those projects. And especially if you have enough working experience living in working in an organization which is well managed, in a society even as it looks today, things are working so much better. I lived in an apartment in a Stockholm suburb for a year or two before I moved back here to Brahmakund again. I was allowed to. And it was like heaven. clean and orderly and nice, and nice laundry facilities where you could book your laundry times days in advance, and very well ordered and organized. So, you know, when you're seeing that and you look and you see the contrast, then you may just shake your head. I feel sorry for them. Some are saying that, some old devotees of my generation now living well established in society, some still having Krishna there, and of course we all have, but some still believing in Krishna, but maybe not in this Krishna conscious movement anymore, which of course I also think is a pity, because it was started by Prabhupada and very smart way he set things up, but very quickly by necessity. So we should not make the mistake of just keeping things forever just the same way. Utility is the principle, yukta vairagya, and so on. Adapt to time and circumstances, and this is our job now. And I think we really need to start there by just coming down on the ground. Here we are, a few of us in this house, for instance. Let's talk together and see if there's something we'd like to do together. At least be friends and support each other.